tipped over a dam in Seattle by swollen currents. For NPR News, I'm Scott Greenstone in Monroe.
The Pacific Northwest remains on guard. Another round of wind and rain is set to move into the region. Meanwhile, a blast of Arctic air is spreading into the U.S. Extreme cold warnings are up today for portions of Illinois and Indiana. Forecasters say temperatures as far south as Montgomery, Alabama, could dip into the 20s later tonight. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Authorities have identified a man killed at the Panasonic battery plant in DeSoto. Officers were called to the plant Friday morning, where they found a victim who had been stabbed multiple times. KNBC reports that officers then engaged with the stabbing suspect, 55-year-old Jonathan Lunsford of Blue Springs, Missouri. Officers shot and killed Lunsford, who was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim, whose name has not been released, was hospitalized in critical condition. No information about a possible motive in the stabbing has been released. No deputies or officers were injured during the incident. The Olathe Police Department continues their investigation with assistance from the Johnson County Critical Incident Investigation Team and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. Dozens of University of Kansas faculty are set to take advantage of an early retirement offer. The Lawrence Journal World reports that preliminary results of the cost-saving move show that 34 tenured faculty members applied for early retirement. The program offers a lump sum payment equal to 1 year's salary if they retire in May. The deadline to apply for the program was December 1st, but KU and faculty have until December 23rd to file the official notice of retirement paperwork. In college sports, the KU men beat North Carolina State 77-76 in overtime. K-State beat Creighton 83-76. In women's basketball, KU plays Denver at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Kansas State women play Creighton at 2:30 this afternoon. And the Kansas City Chiefs play the Los Angeles Chargers at noon today at Arrowhead Stadium. Sunny and cold today, with highs only getting into the lower 20s. Winds from the northeast becoming southeast this afternoon. Clear skies for tonight, lows around 18 degrees. And then for tomorrow, sunny and warmer, with highs getting up to the mid-40s. Looking ahead to Tuesday, we'll have highs in the lower 50s. It's 11 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
For some people, this is the season for a little holiday baking. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, we'll hear about the surprising history that's baked into cookies, including special suffrage cookies. That story and more ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. This week on Prairie Journal, each month Kansas Public Radio highlights the work of nonprofit organizations in our area. Groups like the O'Connell Children's Shelter, the Emporia Spanish Speaker, and Friends of the Caw. This week on Prairie Journal, we're taking a look back at our 2025 Community Spotlight organizations and the good work they do in our community. That's on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, acapella quartet King's Return, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Sunny and cold today, with highs only getting up to the lower 20s. Much warmer temperatures in store for tomorrow, with highs in the mid-40s. It's 12 degrees in Lawrence, 12 degrees in Manhattan.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Bayer.
This is NPR News.
The band This Is Lorelei's new album explores some of singer Nate Amos' songs in new ways.
I've gotten a little more comfortable presenting my own voice in an unaltered way.
You can name the band whatever you want. I actually do not care.
Amos on songwriting, personal documentation, and growth on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
We've all been there. You go to a party or a wedding and the DJ's playing some tunes. People are supposed to be dancing, but nobody is out on the dance floor. Coming up, how do DJs and MCs coax people onto the dance floor at office parties, weddings, bar mitzvahs? We'll hear from MC Chris Schultz about the best tricks for working the crowd. That coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Sunny and cold today with highs in the lower 20s. We're looking for warmer temperatures in store for tomorrow, when highs will get up to the mid-40s. Even warmer on Tuesday, highs in the low 50s. It's 13 degrees in Lawrence, 11 degrees in Atchison. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, with an opportunity to shop for holiday gifts at their annual art fair this Saturday and Sunday at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
Support for NPR comes from their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at MacFound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's This Old House Radio Hour. Today on This Old House, how to clean that chimney before it all goes up in smoke. That's just ahead on KPR. Sunny and cold outside. If you've stuck your nose out, you know that already. Highs today in the lower 20s, winter in the northeast. They'll shift to the southeast this afternoon. Sunny and warmer tomorrow. Highs will get up to the mid-40s. Even warmer on Tuesday. Highs in the low 50s. It's 12 degrees in Topeka, 12 degrees here in Lawrence. In Manhattan, it's 13 degrees. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Before you light that Christmas fire, make sure your chimney's ready. From LAist and APM American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largess. Find out how a quick chimney inspection can keep your family safe all winter long.
If you're burning unseasoned wood, you're going to get creosote from that. So you want to be between 15 and 20% moisture content.
Award-winning poet and host of The Slowdown, Maggie Smith, shares how her 100-year-old house became the anchor that carried her through every chapter of her life.
None of the doors or windows quite seem flush. Everything is a little off. We like to say, oh, it has character.
Cheap Old Houses are back with another batch of dream homes you can actually afford. Find out what it'll take to turn one into a place you can live in. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up right after the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Police in Rhode Island say a person of interest has been taken into custody in connection with the mass shooting at Brown University on...
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more about KPR's Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported
from the University of Kansas. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Every month, Kansas Public Radio highlights the work of nonprofit organizations in our area. Organizations like O'Connell's Children's Shelter, Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, Kansas Legal Services, and more. Next time on Prairie Journal, we take a look back at our 2025 Community Spotlight organizations and the good work they do in our community. I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny and cold today, with highs only getting up to the lower 20s. It's 14 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Was created and produced by Ember 20. Listen to new episodes of the podcast every Tuesday on your app of choice. You can follow This Old House on all the socials at This Old House, all one word. We'll see you next week. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Prairie Journal and a look back at our 2025 Community Spotlight organizations, including the O'Connell Children's Shelter this month in KPR's Community Spotlight. Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. From feeding the hungry to seven down, five to go. We'll hear from the rest of our 2025 Community Spotlight groups as Prairie Journal continues right after this. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com. Sunny and cold today with highs only in the lower 20s. Winds from the northeast, they'll shift to the southeast this afternoon. It's 18 degrees in Lawrence, 18 degrees in Emporia, 16 in Atchison. This is KPR. Welcome back to Prairie Journal. I'm Kay McIntyre. Every month, Kansas Public Radio highlights a not very merry Prairie Journal. This time next week on Kansas Public Radio.
Have a blue Christmas.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, with an opportunity to shop for handcrafted holiday gifts at their annual art fair today until 4 p.m. at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org. Many thanks to everyone who made a gift during KPR's Winter Quiet Drive. We finished up with almost $41,000 pledged by you, our listeners, to support KPR's award-winning programs, programs like Prairie Journal and 105 Live. There's still time for you to join the KPR community of listener members this year. Just visit kansaspublicradio.org. Do your part today by making a year-end donation. Thursday night, celebrate with KU's Holiday Vespers, the annual concert by KU Choirs and Symphony Orchestra. For the 101st performance, we'll hear music from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, Mozart's Magic Flute, plus carols for the season. Holiday Vespers at the University of Kansas, Thursday night at 7 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny and cold today, with highs only getting up to the lower 20s. It's 18 degrees in Topeka, 19 here in Lawrence, 19 degrees in Manhattan. This is KPR.